It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jello, everybody.
My Favorite Husband was the radio series that launched the career of the best-loved comedian of all time, Lucille Ball. Born in 1911, her father's death 4 years later led to a tumultuous upbringing. Her mother remarried when Lucille was 7 years old, but the young girl was sent to live with her new grandparents in a strict home where mirrors were forbidden and where happiness and pleasure were seen as the devil's bait. At 15, she left home for acting school, where she was told she had no talent. Determined and self-reliant, she performed on stage and film throughout most of the 1930s and 40s, though her career floundered until she turned to radio, where she was offered the character of Liz Cooper in My Favorite Husband. The series was so popular that CBS offered a television version of the show to Lucille in 1951. She agreed under the condition that her real-life husband, the band leader Desi Arnaz, be her co-star. The studio was concerned that American viewers would never accept the dark Cuban in the role, but ultimately, Lucille got her way, and I Love Lucy premiered on October 15, 1951.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties?
Lucille Ball and her collaborators changed television by inventing the situation comedy. It was the first program to be filmed in front of a live audience. The show quickly became the number one program in the country and stayed there for 4 years. At 39 years old, when Lucille became pregnant in real life with her first child, the network wanted the pregnancy hidden due to pressure from the advertisers. CBS was thrown into a panic, but once again Lucy prevailed, and episode number 50 became the first TV show ever to deal openly with pregnancy. And on January 18, 1953, 92% of the national viewing audience tuned in to watch the birth of little Ricky Ricardo. Later that year, Lucy was accused by the House Un-American Activities Committee of being a communist due to her registration as such some 17 years earlier. She was acquitted nearly as soon as the charges were filed, due in part to her weekly appearance as America's favorite redhead. Prior to the I Love Lucy show, Lucille and Desi had formed Desi Lu Productions, which soon became the world's largest motion picture and television studio. After their divorce in 1960, Lucille bought out Desi's share of the studios, making her the first woman to run a Hollywood film company. Lucy has the distinction of inspiring the longest audience laugh in sitcom history, and although she died in 1989, anywhere in the world where there's a television set, we will always love Lucy. Lucille Ball, presented by Dawn Fisher. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org. Ain't I a woman?